Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first U.S. presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, between President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden deteriorated into a bitter showdown Tuesday night. Trump repeatedly talked over Biden and moderator Chris Wallace during the debate. The result was chaotic, as both men frequently interrupted each other. President Trump danced around a question from moderator Wallace about whether he was willing to condemn white supremacists and military groups. Trump said he wants peace before eventually telling one group known as the Proud Boys to stand back, stand by. The event in Ohio comes as Biden maintains a 7 percentage point advantage over Trump in the polls. Defending the rush to confirm Amy Coney Barrett by the Senate before Election Day, Mr. Trump said, "We have the Senate and we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee respected by all. We won the election, and therefore we have the right to choose her." Biden responded, "We should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is." During another exchange, Trump said he has done more in 47 months than Biden has done in 47 years. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they have agreed may not decide the outcome on that date. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, who met with several Republican senators ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing next month. Democrats are strongly opposed to Amy Coney Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died back on September 18th at the age of 87. National polls indicate most Americans share that perspective. North Korea gave no indication Tuesday that it has moved any closer to denuclearization in its statement during the final day of the UN General Assembly. The administration of President Trump has demanded complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization from the rogue nation, but two summits between the leaders have not brought any tangible progress toward that goal, and their once warm personal relationship appears to have grown colder. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on NATO allies Greece and Turkey to resume talks as soon as possible to settle and an increasingly contentious maritime territorial dispute in the Mediterranean Sea. The two countries, which are at odds over multiple issues, have agreed to exploratory negotiations regarding an area in the eastern Mediterranean where their warships faced off last month. Following a meeting with the Greek Prime Minister, Pompeo said, in his quote now, "We hope that these talks can continue in a serious way." He said, he resumes both sides to discussions on the issues as soon as possible. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday it would investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The majority of the accounts said that numerous men frequently plied women with drinks and either had propositioned them, forced them to have sex in exchange for a job, or terminated their contracts when they refused. Most women who participated in the investigation said they were unaware of how to report instances of sexual exploitation or abuse. A WHO spokesperson told investigators it was reviewing a small number of sexual abuse or sexual exploitation reports in the Congo. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.